It's Thursday, the 25th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The tourism sector has bounced back to pre-pandemic levels with the national occupancy rate reaching 67.5% in August, which is the highest since 2019. Hospitality Association of Namibia CEO Gitta Petzold says the figures show strong recovery.
There is an incredible increase, especially in the Italian market that has peaked in August. It seems to be that we are sort of reaching a ceiling in terms of tourism growth. Our limited air access is still a big concern to Namibia because we cannot grow markets. It shows that the countries that we have direct air access to, Italy being serviced both by Discover and also Ethiopian Airways via Addis and Rome direct flights. But the other markets that we wish to grow are dependent on added air access, and that's what we really should work on very, very hard.
Employees of the City of Windhoek's Solid Waste Management Division plan to take legal industrial action next Tuesday over years of unresolved demands for better living conditions. The workers' representative John Paporo told the Namibia Press Agency that a certificate of unresolved dispute issued on 27 August gives them the right to strike. Paporo urged city management to address the demands for fair wages and called on Minister James Sankwasa to intervene. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's optimistic that the country will reach a beneficial trade deal with America. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a 30% tariff on SA exports last month after Pretoria failed to reach a trade deal with Washington before the 1st of August deadline. Here's Ramaphosa addressing the South Africa-USA Trade and Investment Executive Dialogue in New York.
We understand the concerns that have been raised by the United States and are willing to engage to find solutions that are mutually beneficial. Our goal is simple: to sustain and expand trade flows, to keep our companies competitive, and to ensure that consumers and workers in both our countries benefit from our partnership.
Then for the first time, China has committed to an absolute target to cut its emissions a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said climate change was the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world.
In a video statement to the United Nations in New York, President Xi Jinping said that China would reduce its greenhouse gas emissions across the economy by 7 to 10% by 2035. He called the transition to green energy the trend of our time, but some experts hoped that the world's biggest source of planet-warming gases would set a higher target. About twice that level is estimated to be needed to meet a Paris Accord objective of limiting the average global temperature's rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius, above the pre-industrial level. China's announcement comes on the heels of the U.S. rolling back on its commitments, with President Donald Trump on Tuesday calling climate change a con job. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
And finally, 15-year-old Kila de Oliveira will make her debut at the 2025 Toyota World Paraswimming Championships in Singapore from 21 to 27 September, the Namibia Press Agency reports. Organized by the Singapore Disability Sport Council, the event is being held at the OCBC Aquatic Center, marking the first time the championships take place in Asia. And Namibia's full support is, of course, behind Kila de Oliveira. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.